TR and 0TR W2T. T and 0TR. What you up to?
Well, he's off Subway and some broccoli cheddar cheese. Oh, I just took my last bite. And I heard you call, so I got up from the table and come over here.
I called you a couple of times over the last week or 10 days on the radio, and even called you a couple of times on the phone, and seemed to miss you all around, you know?
I had on a full parka, a mask, and was in the middle of the chicken pen both of those times you called, and I sent you a text and tried to explain that there was no way I could get all that crap off of me and answer the phone, and I didn't even want to try it, to be honest with you, because it was really cold, and I have to hurry, because usually I got to take a nitroglycerin anyways, and so that's my excuse.
I got your message, and I was just pulling your chain. Haven't had a chance to talk to you in a while. And so I thought I would just pull your chain today. Well, I got two more sing outs to do if I make the one Monday night, which I probably won't. But we got a couple more sing outs to do for the Christmas season, and then we'll be taking it easy until next year.
Good. You've been busy. Next week I got a CT scan one day, and then Bernice gets a new hip another day, and then the next week I got another appointment with the urologist, so to see if those two cysts in my kidneys worth taking out or not.
Now watch them cutting on your kidneys. Those things, if they cut in the wrong spot and cut a blood vessel, you've lost a kidney. As they told me when they were talking about doing something about mine when I had my cancer spot in there. But, you know, that's the way it is. Well, good that Bernice got moved up on the list to get her hip. That's good to know and everything. And, of course, you know I'm getting married in February, so, you know, that's the next big event on my list of things to do, you know?
Yes. Boy, I'm full as a tick. I'm telling you, those Subway sandwiches fill you up. Well, we've been really busy lately, and I've been trying to pick up some meals now and then. This one turned out real good. We'd never had their broccoli cheese soup before. Man, it's good. But that wind out there is bad. It's 14 mile an hour gust now and feels like 40 at 46 degrees. And we got almost 5 inches of rain here last night.
At the house, I haven't been over. I didn't stop to look when I went and picked up my mail today. I didn't stop over there to look at the rain gauge, but I had quite a bit. But we were out early this morning. It was about 10 o'clock when we finally got on the road this morning. And we were out and about and didn't get home till about 1:30 after we ate lunch. We went to McAllister's Deli for lunch. So, we were doing that type of thing today. And we were out in that cold, so I know what you're talking about, that cold wind. That was miserable. And it cut through me, and I didn't have a jacket with a hood on it. I just had a hat on with my jacket up, pull the collar around it. It was cold out there, my friend.
Just going to the mailbox was cold. But I wear everything I got. If I didn't have a hood on it, Bernice puts one on there. The only thing that don't have a hood, and I kind of wish it did, but it would take away the looks of it, but I never get to wear it down here, is my flight jacket. And I like it, but it's so dang heavy, it hurts my back just to put the blast thing on, Rusty. And so I very rarely ever wear it. But without a hood, man, and that hood makes all the difference in the world.
Tuesday, not yesterday, but last Tuesday, Our chorus sang at Dickens of a Christmas in downtown Spartanburg. And I'll tell you what, I was wearing my peacoat, my old Navy peacoat, which is still, you know how heavy those suckers are. That's what I was wearing to sing that night. It kept my upper body warm, but it didn't do anything for my toes. But I also had long handles on under everything, too. So, and wool socks and shoes that should have kept my feet warm, but didn't. But that's the way it goes, you know. And we sang out there from 8 to 9 on Tuesday night. We were the last act down in front of the where they did the tree lighting. So it was a good deal, and we get paid for it, so that makes it nice, too.
Sir, you know, that's one of the things I remember about boot camp. In San Diego that year, it got down around 35 or 38, I don't remember what. And they absolutely would not let us touch our dress blues. They would not let us touch the peacoat. And we had to stand watch out there, you know, the evening watch, 4 to 8, 8 to 12, 12 to 4, the mid-watch. And I'm telling you, you couldn't see from one of the clothesline posts to the next one for the fog. And it was down in the lower 40s and upper 30s. I thought I'd freeze to death out there because of the moisture in the air and all. I still don't think that was right. All you could wear was that little blue work jacket, you know what I mean.
I'm going to boot camp in June at Great Lakes, and I was only there for a couple of weeks, but I'll tell you what, we did our laundry one night, hung all our dungarees out on the line to be clean, you know, so they'd dry overnight. Got up the next morning, they were frozen solid. So, and that was in the month of June, in the middle of the month of June. So you go figure out how cold it was. Got up here in Chicago in that area that night. And it was that way for a couple of nights. Fortunately, I didn't catch any of the barracks duty. I did catch barracks duty one night, but the rest of the time I was the mailman for the company up there, so I didn't catch duty at night, which was a good thing for me. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. It seemed like they recruit chief petty officers and that, and yeomen and whatnot. They had a little better duty, and they had the little stripes. But that's another thing that drives me there at San Diego was 13 weeks and 2 days. And I can't remember now when we got out. I think it was February. So we were there from, I don't know, November to February, something like that. And it was just cold as ice during that time, and one of the coldest winters San Diego had seen. But there was one other thing I was going to tell you about that. But at any rate, it slipped my mind now. But the good old days. And, I know what it was. The day we graduated, there was killing so many in Vietnam, they dropped that from 13 weeks and 2 days to 8 weeks. And I said, thank you.
I went in in 65 was when I went to boot camp. In 1965, summer of 65, and I was in the reservist program, so we were up there, and we were only supposed to, ours was a two week boot camp, or 13 days really, and they gave us the option, if you wanted to stay, you could stay for the regular 13 week boot camp, and then you get back, when you get back and left boot camp, you'd be a seaman apprentice instead of seaman recruit. Well, the thing about it is, my buddy went up there with me. We both went up there together at the same time. He opted for the full 13 weeks. And he come back as seaman recruit, and he come back as seaman apprentice, and I had already been wearing my second stripe about 6 weeks before he got back. And I was getting ready to put on my seaman stripe, and he gave me a dirty look a couple of times about that. But hey, you know, that's what happens when you go through things like that. Oh, so anyway, but glad to hear you guys are doing good. Things are looking up for Bernice, and I hope she gets that new hip. She won't beat up on you so much after that. How about that? W2T Mobile.
Yes, I'm really abused. Yeah, the guys, we were getting ready to get our orders, and they were saying that where they wanted to go and this and that. And I said, have you got an HS on the end of your, like mine was ARHS, Airman Recruit. And the HS was high school. My brother said, you asked for that from the recruiter before you signed the paper. He says, they'll guarantee you a school. And all of these guys, no, you're dreaming. You know, you'll be, you know, in the scholarly on board a ship or something. And when the orders come, I had orders to Jacksonville for almost 7 months. And I got my school. And they just couldn't believe that. And a lot of them, they went chipping paint and cleaning heads for 6 months, you know. That was, or to the scullery for 3 months. And that was tradition back then.
Yep. Well, that was one of the things, because we didn't go but the 2 weeks for our training, we didn't have to catch all of the rest of the stuff that the regular recruits did, because part of that 13 weeks was they had to do 2 one-week sessions, one of working in the scullery or working in one of the other places, and the other week was spent cleaning yards and everything else. Let me go a second. I got to take this call. Catch up to you in a minute. W2T.
Yes, I remember working in the scullery. And then in the security division. This is N0TR.